Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Claire Braddock. You're listening to Validate the Messages Within, and I'm ready to get started here tonight. I'm doing things a little bit different as I have the past two nights, but I'm adding another difference to it. Hold on. Come on. I've got a pit bull. Goober. He's only a little over two, so if you wanted in the room, and that's fine. Everybody's really active in the house tonight. And when I say that, it's the pet and the spirit. Okay? I'm going to switch things up a little bit more tonight by, similar to before, when I have done the reading for the caller prior to pulling them live on the air. Okay? But the addition that I'm doing differently, that I'm going to see how it works out, because I have had a lot of, well, there are people that have, that whose residency, their permanent residency, current residency, is on the other side. So they're coming through. I was trying to get some work done prior, about an hour ago, you know, before show. Trying to get some work done, and all these people started showing up. And so I was like, okay, because I've been talking about my Ancestral Voices Psychic Gallery radio show that I used to do and that I'm going to start doing again come April. And so I think that because I've been talking about that a lot lately, they're showing up. They're ready. They're like, let's do it now. So I'm going to do similar in the sense that I'm going to try, and I say try because everything's, I try anything. I'll try anything, basically. But I like to do things different at times. So what I'm going to do is allow somebody to come forward. For example, and this is partially true, hard to believe, but entirely true, person on my queue is an area code 510. So I would just 510. And then I'm going to go right into not only your reading, but I'm going to start with whoever's coming forward for you. Now I've put it out there as well to those coming through for my callers on the lines tonight. This may be somebody, I'll get as much information as possible. However, because it's a shorter show than when I do my Ancestral Voices Gallery, which is extended period of time and my switchboard can hold more callers, these people coming through on their side, they're either someone connected to you that has crossed over that you know, or I should probably put it that way, they are one of your guides, guardians, a healer, master, teacher, somebody that is connected to you and that works with you still, that is still, so they may be, or they may not be, somebody who has crossed over that you know. The person may be coming through is just a spirit guide to you. And so you may not connect at all. I don't know who this person is because that matches no description of anybody I know that is on the other side. So keep that in mind that when since I called out area code 510, you will be the person that I read for first. And I want you and everybody else in queue, as it fills up, to remember that I'm going to start channeling in mediumship form somebody coming through for you, but I am not putting it out there specific that this has to be somebody that you requested or this has to be somebody that you knew prior to their change of residency being on the other side. Okay, and then I'm just going to let them come through to you. I'll give you as much information about that person as I possibly can get from them, relay the message that they have for you. Okay, so we're going to head right in. And I am reading chat very quickly. I have it on my screen, but I cannot pay attention to chat. So I did just read when I looked over because I have the chat screen on my switchboard, not on a separate screen. And I do see you ask questions from chat. The answer is going to be no. because I can't do both. I can't be on the call lines doing readings, channeling, doing mediumship, busting out information, and reading a chat room. So that's just not, it's not really an option for me because it's, I just can't. It doesn't work well for me. Okay, so we're going right to the call lines. You'll know when you're off mute. Apparently your end of the line will say, I'm muted. Okay, so area code 510, we're starting with you. I've got a male figure coming through. Male figure coming through, and he shows me immediately, this male figure coming through on the other side for you. The person that comes through connecting to him, I'm showing a lot of red. I'm not sure if, again, I don't know if this is someone that you know or don't know. I get, okay, so he shows me lots of red. I don't know where to place the red, but he's also immediately, he keeps looking at your heart chakra for me to see. Okay, so he's showing me your heart chakra, and there is a then another person-type energy in your heart chakra that is a mother figure. And I'm not sure if he's indicating that you are a mother or that you your mother is in your heart, but there is a connection between this man coming through for you and him showing me this mother figure, whether it's you or an actual mother, in your heart chakra, in your emotions, extremely strongly, okay? The way he keeps bringing it through is there is a huge connection between him as one of your guides on the other side and the mother figure in your emotional area, face. And I want to be clear because when I keep being shown the vision, okay, every time I'm shown this, seeing him looking at you and showing me and telling me where he's looking at you, I want to be clear, this is not a sexual thing. He's not looking at your chest or your boobs or anything with that indication, okay? This is a huge symbol for you to know. He wants you to know about the female mother figure in your heart, in your emotions, in your heart chakra right now, and that there is a connection between her and your heart chakra and him on the other side. All right? All right. Additional messages he wants to relay to you is there. Okay, I keep being shown there's a lot of fear going on in your head. He shows me fear in your head, and things are going to come through for you. There's something that you're hoping for. I get a lot of wishing, like I wish this would happen. I'm really hoping this happens, and he shows me that will be given to you. Okay, I may have to pull you on the air here soon because he's giving me that information, but he's like, you're going to be able to validate more where this information is going to be placed before I tell you specifically what is next. I mean, I know what he's saying to me next, but I want to pull you live on the air so that we can work together on it. Yes. Okay, you're live on the air. Hi.
Hi. So, okay. are you speaking of my dad as far as the male energy?
It could be because what I keep getting this male connection that's directly connected to the mom in your heart. And
yeah, that's like, yeah, as far as my dad, I hold him dearly in my heart chakra.
Okay.
I am a mother as well.
Okay, well, I do get the indication from him that he's your father. He was your father in this lifetime. Okay.
Yeah.
And he's taken on the role. That's why it's kind of confusing to me because he was your father in this lifetime, but because he's on his residence right now is heaven, whatever you want to call that area, that space. He is not taking on the role as much as father as he is guide for you, like male guide. Okay. And where is your mom still? Is your mom still alive?
Yes, she is. She's on the airplane. Yes.
Yes, she's with us, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because he keeps showing me the direct connection to your mom. Although he guides you and he is with you often, he is with your mom more often, okay? Is your mom doing okay? Because I keep being shown either current or more past. It's either past or current, soon to be past, where she's it kind of feels like the flu or something. Kind of icky in bed.
Oh, yeah. She has a cold. Yeah.
Okay, he knows that. She's going to be fine with that. She hates it. Nobody likes being sick. But I get the having to be in bed, recuperate, getting better, and then she's, like, back on her feet. This is driving your mom crazy. This is you're worried about her, but this is driving your mom crazy that she is in bed, that she's not feeling well. She's a go, get her, and now she
in bed.
She feels, I mean, and it's huge for her. He keeps showing me this is huge for her. She's constantly on the go, constantly wanting to do something. Now it confuses her, and not in a dementia way. She just gets so confused on what to do when she can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. Okay. Now, do you want to ask him anything specific while he's here with us?
Yeah, I wanted to know, will this divorce with Shondell, will it be as of April 4th, he will be divorced?
Okay, he doesn't give me specifically the date, April 4th, but I am shown April, sometime at the beginning of April, and I know the 4th is pretty close to the beginning of April, but it is at the beginning of the next month where there is an absolute black and white split.
So he will be divorced. It'll be done.
I'm showing the split. Okay. Yeah, he shows me the absolute split, but it doesn't come through specifically April 4th. It just comes through at the beginning of April.
Okay. What about on his birthday? Will we be able to? Will I be able to spend a night with him, like at a room or something?
The gentleman that you're asking about.
Yeah. Would I be able to on his birthday? Would I be able to spend a night with him on his birthday at a room?
Does he have kids? Because I was immediately shown kids and birthday.
He has three kids. I have three kids.
Okay, because it's going to be a big kid party type. It's on his birthday, though, right? You're asking?
Yeah, on his birthday.
Okay. I'm shown yes, but you're not going to really have alone time because I keep being shown all the kids. So alone time is interfered because of kids, even though it's his birthday and not a kid's birthday.
Okay. Will I be able to spend night with him?
Let me try and get a specific time frame for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I get the specific time is, when is his birthday? Because I'm
on
getting
April
3 weeks.
April 27th.
At the end of April? Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm shown 3 weeks. And about 4 weeks out is going to be his birthday.
Yeah.
5 weeks. Because we've got, it gets confusing with April starting at the end. Okay. I'm shown 3 weeks. There's something in three weeks you can expect that. Now, give or take, obviously, because his birthday is going to be later, but it may be sooner than before. It may be before his birthday. Because I keep getting 3 weeks, then you're able to be together, and this is what you're really wishing and wanting, isn't it?
Yeah, I want to spend night with him.
But listen to her voice. Did everybody hear her voice? She almost fell over in her chair. Okay, remember at the very beginning of the call, the reading, when I said the male figure's coming through, and he knows that there's something that you keep wishing for. I want this to happen. I wish for it. I wish this would happen. I hope this happens, and it's going to be given to you. That's where he's coming. Your father is coming through again saying you will be getting what you are deeply wishing for.
Okay.
And he's helping guide to make your dreams come true. Even though that's where he's being very specific. Again, this is where my role as a father comes to the side, and I am being more of a guide, guiding you to get your dreams, hopes, and wishes. If that's to be with a specific man in different ways, that's what your dad is trying to help accomplish for you.
Okay, he asked her this last question. Are we communicating through the heart and telepathically? Is he open?
You and the gentleman you're dating?
Are we communicating through the heart chakra, and are we communicating telepathically? Or I have to wait until I spend a night with him to do that?
Oh, yeah, hell no. You're already there. You're already, you already have a cord connected at the heart, and you're already communicating telepathically and in your dream time, okay?
Oh,
that's
okay.
Already there. That's already happening. But to more answer the question, once you are more
intimate
and physically connected, that will increase.
Oh, okay.
So that the telepathy with him and the heart connect, because you have a cord connected to him heart to heart right now. I'm showing that cord expanding so that it looks more from a cord to a tube. So the expansion of the cord connected between you and the gentleman increases in size because it's a stronger, larger connection. But that will take place as time progresses and the two of you have more opportunities to be together in different, not just the one, not just a physical intimacy, but also a closeness intimacy where you're able to reveal more about who you are at a soul level and an intellectual level.
So he is my twin flame. So I'm getting that correct, right?
He is what?
He is my twin flame.
Twin flame, you can use that term, sure.
Okay.
Twin flame, soulmate, the one. We put labels on things, and our souls do not necessarily fall into categories of labels. I keep getting the number two. Where's the number two? Is it, and this is connected to people, two people, two people, and then heartbreak. So we're there. I keep wanting to say both of you because that you have had a past relationship that was just heartbreaking where you thought you were quote unquote the one, and I get this.
Yeah.
So that would put one person on your side, and then I'm showing the exact same for him, one person on his side. That would make two separate people that have just devastated your heart and closed it off. You've totally closed it off, but you can't. If you want to keep your heart closed, by all means, continue that way. You can't get around the heart connection that you have with this gentleman, and this would apply for him as well. So, you know, open your heart as much as you want, close your heart as much as you want. It's not going to change the fact that you have a heart-to-heart connection with this man.
No, I'm over the heartbreak. I heal from that. I heal from the heartbreak.
Good. But that's something that the two of you have in common, and if you were to have an intimate conversation, the conversation would be like, oh, my gosh, it's so weird that he did that to you and she did that exact same thing to me. It's like an uncanny coincidence of the parallel experiences. Yours being with an ex-boyfriend, his being with an ex-girlfriend.
Okay, so he do have three kids with this lady.
Okay, and?
Oh, no, I was asking that because I'm like, I see like the one daughter, the oldest daughter, looks exactly like him.
Okay, but are you trying to ask me about something with the kids? Because
I'm
not catching what it is.
Yeah, I'm asking, and he does have three kids with this lady. Those are his three kids.
You're telling me.
Yeah, I'm asking. No, I'm asking.
If he has three kids?
Yeah, with her.
Oh, I just
or
don't
just
know.
Two.
And
oh,
the reason
okay.
I'm not being shown is because I keep having your kids come in as well.
Oh,
I keep getting
okay.
I get a total of five. If you want to know the answer, I get five. I don't know who all the mothers are, but between you and him, you have five kids.
Oh, okay.
And
so
I keep
he
being
do
shown,
have to.
When you ask me about the kids and everything, I'm shown his kids are your kids. Your kids are his kids. It doesn't matter who the biological parents are, because when I am shown the kids, I am shown yours and his together and the two of you in parental roles, not the.
Oh, okay.
So does that make sense? So
yeah,
I don't know how many that's from one woman or another. It doesn't matter. They're considered, they think of you, and I don't want to say that they think of you as their mother. They think of you as the person that they would, let's just say they like you more than their mom.
Oh,
because you have that
energy. Oh, that's where the heart, the mother connection come from. Okay, I get it now. Yep.
Okay. Wow. Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome. Okay, I'm going to put you back on the listener line, and because we're running out of live air stream time, and it works out perfect because I've got another caller in the queue, and we've got another person coming through. So I'm going to put you on the listener line, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Awesome, you bet. Have a great night. Okay, so similar thing, same thing, different person, I suppose you could say. Okay, so this one is going to be going out to area code 252, okay? So I'm talking to the spirits, 252, whoever wants to come forward. Okay, so 252, even though I've got a lot of people here, the one that steps forward for you, 252, is a young, it's kind of actually two people. It's a younger female that comes through. And as I learned earlier today, too, I try, and I know it's radio and we run out of time, but I try to get as much information as I can from the person stepping forward, information to help indicate who they are on the other side to you. Due to the fact that earlier today I did an impromptu reading, and the female coming through at the end of her life looked completely, totally different than how she was coming through from the other side. She came through as a much younger time in her life. So it's always good to try and get as much info. So I'm getting this young female that keeps coming. She's coming through to me as a young female. But I'm also shown she's bringing forward a younger girl, younger woman, but then she has with her a younger boy, okay? And I don't know who the younger boy is with her, but you've got, like, two people coming through, a younger female, younger girl, woman, younger female, and then she's also got by her side someone, a younger boy, and I say a younger boy because he's shorter than her, and I can tell by the way they're appearing to me. So two are coming through to you. Okay, and then they are showing these two, it's more the female that is speaking to me for you, her message for you. And actually, to confirm that, she just showed me, she is specifically a guide. Okay, I don't know who the little boy is yet, but the little boy is with her. And she has made it more clear to me, she is specifically a guide, like an angel, because I was shown what is my symbol that she shows me for guide, but she also showed me briefly, like she opened up her wing to indicate angel, like guardian angel or something, but she did a brief, here's what's actually going on behind me with my wings, okay? She is showing me a male figure that is here with you on our side, and I don't like to differentiate our side, their side, because it all coexists, but somebody that you know that's alive in this time, space, dimension, and reality, for us, there's a male figure, a man, and she is somehow indicating that guidance with that person for you in your life. And we're going to be going off into archives now soon. So call in if you want to participate in this. I am shown by her this recent, and the symbols, again, she shows me are the change of job or residence that in your past, recent past, change of job or residence and good news connected to something like you were leaving something behind that was a good thing. Other people didn't see it as a good thing but you because they didn't want to see you change, make that change. And it was a good news, I get to make this change for them. They were like, yeah, I didn't like that so much. I really wanted you to stay where you were. And then let's pull you on because she's showing me a lot of information that you need to know. There we go. Okay, you're live. Let's keep this going. Do you have questions immediately before I continue with what your guardian angel is bringing through for you?
No, you can go ahead because I had an opportunity and I'm kind of leaving it alone. But it's not. I guess it's not too late for me to go back in it if that's what she would like. because I really don't have no, you know, I don't think, well, it's not I don't have no faith, but it's going to take a lot. But I can change my mind and go back in it. And then the little boy, I think is a child that I think is promised to me. So,
okay.
But I don't have no.
That would make more sense. Because I didn't once ever say, I didn't say it out loud that this is someone that crossed over, the little boy, did I? I just said he's on the other side with
no,
her.
No, you said it was an angel. But if he was with an angel and it's with her, so she's bringing that spirit through to me. So that's how I felt, you know. So
okay,
that's how I read
you
it.
Want to. Okay, so are you in a relationship with a man?
No.
Okay. That's why this little boy, he's ready, though. And
I know
it may
he
not
is.
Be
he's
a
been ready
boy.
For a while. He's been trying to come through for a while. Yeah, for years. But I don't have nobody in the world.
And I just want to tell you, when I see things on, you'll know more better than me, blah, blah, blah. But I see souls, I see energy. And on that other side, there are no gender roles, okay? We only take on the gender roles physically when we come into this lifetime. And we know gender really means it's coming to a point where we see the balance of polarity is being merged when it comes to transgender, transsexual, all that stuff, okay? Gender really don't mean much. But, and I'm not saying it's going to be born gay or anything like that. I'm just trying to tell you when I see on the other side psychically and whatnot, it's soul. There's a lot of male energy, and he does look like a little boy, okay, on the other side.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Pregnancy is coming up immediately in your future, though. So I don't know where this man keeps coming through, but I'm showing that there's a male that you may or may not know, but the potential for pregnancy, you're more fertile than most people. You could just look at a guy and be like, shit, I just got pregnant because I looked over there at that hot guy.
That's
okay?
me.
That's how fertile,
I got four of them already.
That's how fertile you are.
Yeah, I know.
The focus that your guardian angel wants you to know, though, is it is the right decision. You are being guided by her to make this change. And it's a big change, and it is causing a lot of it's causing stress in your brain. It's causing stress in your head. But all the energy around you is supporting you, and she is supporting you to make this change. That's where you're going to meet the father of this little boy. That's where you're going to have, you know, you're going to work through all those fears that your life put a better
the angel.
Way.
Now, is the angel talking about the last place that I was looking at going to, Cotton Ridge? Is that where she's talking to me? Because that is a big, huge change, and I am deathly scared.
Yes.
Because is she
is
sure?
Is that the one that scares you the most? Because I keep being shown, you're going to, you want to, that's the one that you want to move to, but it's so huge. That you are
humongous.
Scared shitless of your future, and that's what she keeps showing me is what you see your future to be there, and being scared, and that it's not going to work out once you get there.
Yeah.
She said, "Stop putting that out there because that's what could manifest if you keep having that fear, and then you're going to get yourself stuck where you are now, and you're just going to be an indecision." For a couple months on did I or did I not make the right decision by going or not going. And so she is guiding you to make that huge change. You're going to start to change. Once you make the decision, your whole belief system on how everything is going to work out once you get there is going to be absolutely shifted from all these fears to an absolute holy shit, my life is fucking amazing. One thing after another of things that you...
Right.
Does she want you to
She want me to go back and take that opportunity or leave it alone?
Yes. Yes.
Take it up? All right.
Yes. Okay. There are going to be people that don't want you to, not because they don't like you. They don't want to see you go there because I don't understand. Is it further away? are you having to change a job with it? I don't know what, but there is a leaving of certain people so that you can be there. And they just don't want to see you go because you're like, oh, I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss you so bad.
What? They ain't saying that now. What? What did you just say?
Yeah.
Who are these people who are saying this? That's what I would like to know, because they ain't showing no type of caring right about now. So, I mean.
You'll see it. You'll see it. Okay. Let me, and we're no longer live on the air, and there's no other callers that called in time. There was a few others, but they dropped off before,
okay.
So they can't get back on. So, oh, you got to go. That sounded mean. You got to go. You got to go back. This guardian angel of yours is guiding you every step of the way. Do you know how bad this other baby wants to come in for you?
No, he's been banging on my uterus for years. I mean, really, like I can almost see his energy. One time I was in the kitchen, he was wrapped around my knee. So, you know, like a baby would, and I was just like, I can't do nothing. I'm not. I see his energy moving around. He wants to come through. Even one time, let me tell you what happened. My mother, I had my door closed, and I was on the laptop, and she bust in, and she was like, and I was like, what's your problem? She was like, you sound like you was talking to a baby, like a baby's in here. Like it was somebody who was in here talking like a baby. And I was like, I don't know, it ain't me. So, I mean, yeah, he wants to come through. So
the timing is, there's divine timing, and it's getting to that time. Okay, it's all in divine timing, but that time is coming closer and closer and closer.
Now, does it have anything to do with the guy? Because it's the guy who's helping me out with the business, but I don't really like him. I don't like his energy, but I'm hoping somebody else will come in. You know what I'm saying? But he's kind of helping
me
out with the business.
And I really feel like the man that your guardian angel, that she keeps showing me, is somebody that you don't know yet, that you've got to make this move. This huge change is going to change so many of your attitudes and belief system, where you've got a broader positive attitude and belief system. Not that it's negative or anything right now, but it's going to be expanded. If you thought one thing was impossible and became possible, it's going to increase tenfold, okay? And so I keep being shown this is a man connected to the future that you have yet to know, that's going to match your expansion of what you believe in life on the positive side, on the because I keep being shown that pregnancy, he's ready to come, things are going to start to move forward, and it's going to be a very good relationship, pregnancy, everything smooth pregnancy. The only thing with the pregnancy may be slight. Well, and I know it's normal too, but it's like a little bit more depression than the average person.
Yeah, that's
you're
me.
Be so
I don't know
sensitive.
Why I do that. Yeah, I don't know why I do that. I do that. I had to go in my little room and just sleep it out.
That's what it is. Okay. This is the answer that I'm giving as to why. Everybody's hormonal when they're pregnant. Everybody cries. It's like, you know, your hormones, the normal average. Okay, you are over the top and can get fall into depression. It's not a clinical depression to the point where you need to seek out professional help. But the reason that you are over the top, sensitive, emotional, and everything is because this is with your other children too. The soul of your baby is so strong and so in tune and so pure that you tap into your baby. So it's multiplied. It's double amplified because you've got your soul spot on connection with your higher guidance, and then you're channeling your baby's soul. Now, babies, when you're in the womb, the cord that keeps us alive, okay, not the umbilical cord. I'm talking about the cord that keeps us alive when we go to bed at night and we don't die. okay?
Okay.
When we are ready to what we term die and cross over to the other side into the spirit realm, there's a cord. And when that cord cuts, that's when we die. And we're officially no longer in physical body. Okay. Now,
right.
It's different for babies in womb. Okay. When you're in womb, the baby in physical is physically growing and everything, but the soul is not yet connected until it's born. Okay. So the soul of your baby can come and go as it pleases. So there may be in the past, and there definitely will be in this next pregnancy, especially this next pregnancy. You know how you just explained the story of how he's been at your leg, holding onto your leg?
Yeah.
You will experience that even though your belly has a baby in it. You'll have the baby in your belly and the soul
and
wrapped around your leg.
Yeah. That's cute.
Okay?
Okay.
And
yeah.
So that's one reason you have been so amplified in your other pregnancies, because typically the baby's soul stays in the womb with you, which is not a norm for souls and babies. They come and go as they please, but
right.
yours have stayed, and so you've got your soul, your baby's soul, and the direct hotline to spirit, the direct hotline to your higher power, the direct source connection to the God and the Goddess and the ultimate end-all be-all. And that is,
well, they are some hard-headed children. I mean, they're very strong-headed. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you're right. They're very strong-headed children and very spirit. They have their own types of spirit, have their own gifts, each and every one of them.
Yes.
And I'm just surprised that I mean, it's as flaky as I can be and as crazy as people claim I to be. There's some pretty decent children I've made all by myself.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. Now, I want to, I'm going to have to end the show here. I don't want to be disconnected while we're in archives
because
it doesn't give me warnings anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think this worked out perfect. I'm going to briefly, you're going to stay on the line, and I didn't catch names for either. I'm pulling on back on the live 510.
Hello?
You're back
Hi.
On live. Hi. I have you back on live. Because I was able to only get to the two of you, and it worked out perfect doing tonight's show differently, where I was able to call in and allow someone from the other side, guide, guardian, whoever it was, come through for you two and do these two readings. It went amazing for me. I hope it went just as wonderful for you, and I really appreciate your time allowing me to do this show differently. And,
so
and
I
thank you for
trying to do this. Will I end up pregnant soon, too?
Okay, I don't know who's talking, but say it again.
Oh, that's me, Tasha. I'm like, that's me, Tasha. I want to know, do you see me end up being pregnant soon, too?
Pregnancy?
Yeah.
I am shown yes. Have you had pregnancies that have not gone full term in your past?
I had abortion and I had a miscarriage.
Okay. Because the energy I'm shown is that your next child is going to be the one that you were not able to carry full term prior.
So that was the son. So I'm going to have a son instead of a daughter?
Yes, ma'am.
That's
the baby spirit that comes through for you as well, is a boy energy, but it's you've already been pregnant with this child, and I started to say he because it has the boy energy, wasn't able to come full term prior, and that you will get pregnant again with that soul. That answer your question?
Would it be by Sean?
I'm just going to ask yes or no. I get yes.
Okay, well, I have a daughter, though. I always wanted a daughter.
Well, you know, and that's always a possibility. This is looking 3 to 6 this year. We'll just put it at that. That's what the energy is at right now for this year. That can always change after 3 months or less. But, yeah, I hear what you're saying. I don't want to get disconnected, but I understand what you're saying
due
to the fact that I always wanted a girl. I have a girl spirit around me that has tried numerous times. I have a difficult time going full term. That's
oh,
just
okay.
How my body is or whatever. And I have been told numerous times, I've seen her as well by, you know, other people have told me and I've seen her and I have that connection. My daughter.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I've got a daughter, but she is not, she has tried numerous times to come in through this lifetime. I can't carry full term, so she stays with me on the other side. But
oh, okay.
I am telling you that, so you understand too, this will be one of the children that tried to come through before and wasn't able to. But you
okay.
will be able to carry full term.
Okay,
ladies.
Thank you
so much for calling in. I hope you both have a
beautiful
evening.
God bless.
Thank you. God bless you
all
both.
Okay, God bless you too.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.